This is Dr. Ali Dictating History Physical, patient invite, WHIT Russell, RUSSELL. Data service 7-17-2023, place Future Care Charles Village. History of present illness. This is a 72-year-old male. He was admitted to Mercy Medical Center. Patient presented to the emergency room. Fell out of the bed. Pain in the right leg and the knee. Also has abdominal pain. But no vomiting. Patient was evaluated in the ED. They did x-ray of the knee. Doppler studies of the both legs because of edema. CT head because he was not a very good historian. Was somnolent. Hip x-ray because he was complaining of left hip pain. Hip x-ray, no fracture. Right knee, some swelling was noted. No fracture of the knee. CT had no acute intracranial process. Chronic microvascular ischemic changes reported. Patient has a known history of gout and rhabdomyolysis because of right knee pain and hip pain and abdominal pain at presentation. Abdominal CT angio was negative for acute pathology. Doppler study negative for DVT in the leg. X-ray of the hip and knee negative for fracture.
Oh, okay.
Give me the vital. Can you give me the vital?
Yes. Give me one.
Patient was given IV fluid. He has the recently treated for rhabdomyolysis. For the gout, he was treated with naproxen. And was started on allopurinol. Physical therapy saw the patient. And they recommended subacute rehab. Patient was also diagnosed with troncoenteric bronchitis, rhabdomyolysis noted on the lab, and IV fluid given. After stabilization, patient was sent to the subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, he still has the right knee pain, pain movement, more. Left hip pain, but he denies any shortness of breath, cough, and congestion. Next line, past history, gout, next line, asthma, COPD, next line, hypertension, next line, hepatitis C, prostatic hypertrophy, rhabdomyolysis, history of colonic polyp, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, history of elbow surgery, hernia repair. Social history. Social history, patient used to smoke but quit smoking. Does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. Family history, heart disease in the father. Allergies not known. Do you have a medication list, Maxine?
It's not in the discharge
summary. It is a home medication, but it doesn't say discharge medication.
They didn't even send a discharge summary. We had to call, and that's what we got.
Medication, allopurinol, 50 milligram daily. A home medication, he was taking albuterol inhaler, PRN 2 puff, Q6 hour.
No diet.
Albuterol nebulizer, 0.083% nebulizer every 4 hours as needed. Amlodipine 10 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily. Colchicine 0.6 mg daily. Fluticasone dash Umicalidin dash Valentrol. Trilogy 1 puff daily. Loratadine 10 mg daily. Montelukast 10 mg daily. Farazma. Naproxen 5 mg 2 BID for 3 more days, then reevaluate the need. Miralax 17 mg daily. Prevacor 20 mg daily. Flomax 0.4 mg daily. These are his maintenance medication at home. And he was already on allopurinol at home before, but the hospital, they adjusted the dose allopurinol to 50 mg daily. And they advised to continue other medications. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no palpitation, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, right knee pain, left hip pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no parurinary, no paridipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, neuro, no syncope, ambulatory dysfunction due to pain in the knee and the hip. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, cooperative, his blood pressure is 126 over 84, pulse 85, temperature 27.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse ox 96%, body weight 255.6 pounds. Adidmak namukhalik, hygienic cleric, no urine discharge, throat clear, neck supple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, throat is clear, no urine discharge, neck supple, no JVD, lungs, no wheezing, clear, heart SNS2, regular, abdomen soft, obese, bowel sound positive, no rebound, rigid extremities, right knee, some effusion, but there's no redness, tender to palpate. Both leg trace edema, but there's no calf tenderness. Neuro is awake, alert, cooperative, not very good historian. Moving all his extremities. Right leg limited movement because of pain in the knee. He's alert oriented time 2 to 3, but able to answer the question properly. Assessment, patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line. Acute gout flare, right knee, next line, trochanteric bursitis, B-U-R-S-I-T-I-S, next line, rhabdomyolysis, next line, asthma / COPD, next line, hypertension, next line, history of hepatitis C, history of prostatic hypertrophy, plan of care, we'll get the detailed discharge medication list from the hospital. At this point, we'll continue all his medication as listed in the home medication list. We have decreased the dose of allopurinol to 50 mg daily. Continue naproxen, continue all his antihypertensive medication, including amlodipine 10 mg daily, along with his asthma COPD medication. We'll check CBC, CMP tomorrow, uric acid level tomorrow. Care plan will discuss with the nursing staff. This line of medication, thank you. Extensive PTOT will be done. Next line, most poor status, discuss with the patient. Next line, patient is alert, oriented time 3. Patient want to be full code. He want to be transferred to the hospital for any need for hospital. He want blood transfusion. He want dialysis if needed, he wants G2 feeding if needed. New most form was signed and placed in the chart by me. Care plan was discussed with nursing staff also. Thank you.